hanging our giant jock from the ceiling and we're ready for business. It's Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, going on now at the Plano Center. Where are you? From AT&T Wireless, Texas Tickets, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
George, thanks for having me on.
Well, hang on. Let me introduce you first. This is Hummer Ticket Stock 2004 here at the Plano Center, and the roundtables continue on stage. And I guess they just tried to come up with the most unlikely foursomes to be up here together as the P1s voted on it. And this is the roundtable of myself, Giorgio, with the great Gordo, Gordon Keith, the bearded Gordo.
Thank you.
Some light applause there for Gordo.
That hurts.
Here's some more light applause for TV Tim Matthews.
Oh, wow, like three.
Well, that guy, he's shaking his fist like hell yeah.
Like I owe him money.
But he's just not making noise.
Yeah.
So, okay.
My brother, thanks for coming, buddy.
And there's Big Dick Hunter.
Hello.
With the...
thank you.
Todd Rundgren looking...
clapped.
Hair.
Gordo, is this the passion of Gordo? The
yes,
whole look
it is.
You got going
yes,
there?
It's
nice.
I'm uncomfortable with messianic comparisons like that, but yeah, it's a little,
you're
a
doing
little tribute. Little tribute to
so you've house. Had it for like a month now, your beard, and you like it. You like life as a bearded guy?
It's okay. I don't really have
it. Doesn't get on your nerves?
On
food getting caught in or anything like that? Really
food
doesn't
get caught in it. I don't just shove a fork in my beard.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, with Wednesday right around the corner, isn't that the day, Gordo, that you walk around with the soot on your head?
Right.
Be Wednesday.
Ashes.
We can look forward
Big
to
Dick.
That.
That's soot. Like, it's not like he's a chimney sweep.
Does that offend you in some way?
I mean, no, I look forward to it every year.
Oh, look at this silly, stupid thing.
No, I look forward.
I'll go get red highlights in my hair, but someone wearing something that means something to them, that's just offensive.
Hey, this means something to me. It represents the fires of hell.
It represents the porn, the bloody porn.
Best kind.
We're not going to have a discussion on
Christianity,
religion and beliefs.
Why
between
not?
Big Dick and Gordo, are we?
Well, I don't know. I tried to do a show meeting, and I couldn't get you guys to fill out the run sheet. I don't know what we're going to do.
How odd is that?
Well, what's going on with the Wild Ass Circus? What's this Mardi Gras thing
well,
all about?
Here in an hour and 45 minutes or so, we're going to get in a van, five of us, and we're going to drive to New Orleans to attend Joe Francis's Girls Gone Wild Mardi Gras party. We think we'll get there about 11.
Are you surprised by that, Gordo?
No.
We have figured out that we can stay until...
Let nights be nights.
It's a new part of Lent that you probably haven't heard about.
Yeah. Gordo does classy scatological humor in the morning. It's when it gets out of hand at night, right?
Right.
I didn't know. You're going to do dung films or something? What do you mean scatological?
You know, like fart jokes and stuff.
Oh.
You've heard those on the ticket before, right?
Mainly more Giorgio.
Right.
Is it?
But we will. We figured out that we can stay till about 5 a.m. and then we have to leave so we can be back here in time for ticket stock to open tomorrow.
Now, is someone going with you? Like a P1's going to win a chance
two of them.
To go?
Yes. One is predetermined and the other one will be announced in about 45 minutes. We're having a little contest over in the P1 whack room. So someone in 45 minutes is going to be informed that they have to get in our van because it's time to leave.
And how long are you actually going to be there? I mean,
six hours?
6 hours
like that.
Either?
The bummer, though, is when I talked to Joe Francis, he said, be sure to tell everybody to bring pajamas because we're having a sleepover in my hotel room after the party. But that's the part that we're going to have to miss because we'll have to leave right about the time that happens.
So have you ever been down there at Mardi Gras?
Yes, my mother lives there. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that a wild time?
It is a wild time. And it... you know, this time, unlike the other times that we've been with him on these shoots and stuff, the invitation says no video equipment or cameras. Nothing can be recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that's a positive indicator.
So now when you're down there and you got to come back to be here tomorrow, mm-hmm. Don't Shane, is there any kind of offer that, what's the guy's name, the porn king, Joe what?
Well, he's not a porn king, Tim.
No, I'm just kind of
Joe Francis.
Joe Francis.
Yes.
Is there any kind of offer that he can make to you? In any way to entice you to stick around and not be back here?
To stay here?
No,
let's stay in
there, New Orleans.
Oh, no. I've got ticket responsibilities.
Nothing he could do?
Unfortunately, not.
Not a whole van full of women. Not
no.
Any kind of money enticement. Nothing. Make you part of his porn world.
No, because I like ticket stock. I don't want to miss any of it, so we'll be back by noon. I can hang out with him other times.
All right. Well, that sounds like good time.
I forgot they were golf buddies.
So what's going on in the Wild Ass Circus room over that? What's over there? What's that all
well,
about?
Well, what they're doing over there today, mainly we're doing our Girls Gone Wild contest to try to decide what P1 will go. But, you know, tomorrow, that is where Zamora the Torture King will take the stage at 2.
Mm.
Now, this is one of the original members of the Jim Rose Circus sideshow.
Great.
And I got to tell you, no, that's the Jim Rose Circus, or Jim Rome Circus sideshow. But with Zamora, they initially planned to put him in this room. And I said, you know, this is not really the kind of thing you want to spring on people in the main room on a Sunday afternoon, the Lord's Day. This is the kind of thing that you need to put off to the side where people who are in there knew what they were getting into before they saw it.
Because what does he do? What are some of
what his What he does is, it's gross, basically. There's nothing sexual about it, but it's very gross. He will take, for example, when we saw him in Vegas, he would take these skewers. They look like shish kebab skewers, basically. And he would put them right through the center meat part of his bicep, in one side and out the other. And the most disturbing part is before it comes out the other end, and you can see it starting to, like, wiggle a little bit. And then he took one and put it in his mouth, and it came out from underneath his chin. Down there in the
blood,
bottom.
Blood everywhere?
Oh, yeah, there's fluid. I'll tell you, I had to go shopping for him for his rider. We had to get 2 cinder blocks, 20 rinsed clean wine bottles, which I assume he's either going to eat or walk on.
And he eats the glass. He chews it and swallows it.
When we were in Vegas, he did it right in front of us. He ate an entire light bulb, and then he opened his mouth to show us there was nothing in it. The funniest part was it was creeping out George Foreman, who was sitting right next to him. He was trying to talk boxing, but he was bothered by the fact that there was a guy ingesting a light bulb.
God, that's sick.
Yeah. He also talks with a lisp because he intentionally forked his tongue. It split.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Why do people do that?
He just said it was something he was always fascinated by as a child.
A forked tongue?
Yeah.
Is it a devil-worshipping thing?
I don't know what... No, I think he has some sort of Buddhist beliefs or something. He's way into
that. So if you cut your tongue down the middle, it won't heal? It stays split?
Yeah. Well, he did it over time with a dental floss, he told me.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh.
And then you sever the tendon underneath so that it can stick out further.
So we should have a... A pretty good warning for people to go in that room.
Oh, yeah.
Before they go see this
stuff. They will be duly warned before they enter. Now, I don't know. We're only going to be able to get, I'm thinking, like 100 people in there or something. So, hopefully.
When's he doing this?
2 o'clock tomorrow.
Is there admission?
Nope.
Anybody can get in?
It's like ticket stock. It's all free. And then the opening act is actually going to be some P1s with some stupid human tricks of their own about 1:30. They're going to be the opening act for them.
Do you know what some of them are?
I met a guy who can swallow a 4-foot inflated balloon. That was pretty impressive when he did that in the studio. Yeah.
While it's inflated, he swallows it?
Yeah. And then it just stays there.
Well, not forever.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want to be around when it's evacuated.
How long does he leave it in there?
I don't, the whole time he was up in studio. I mean, I don't know. He stuck around for probably another 20 minutes. And
how would you not suffocate?
I don't know. I've heard that those guys have to, overcome their gag reflex and stuff like that.
Beware of any guy who works on that.
Yeah.
All right, well, that sounds like good time fun.
Yeah. 2 o'clock tomorrow.
2 o'clock tomorrow.
Gordo, back to you.
You haven't come to me to begin with.
Oh, okay.
Just about the beard.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so back to me. By the way, I'm curious.
You still got your beard? Yeah, you still got it.
I went and shaved.
Check again, George.
It's kind of weird because, you know, you're not that old a guy and you have no gray hair, but, like, your beard has a little gray in it.
Oh, I have gray in my hair. I have a lot of gray up here.
Well, you can't really see it, though.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
But isn't it weird when people grow beards how, you know, suddenly they
get... My beard's a lot grayer than my hair.
Yeah, me too.
But you it's like, the first thing to you get gray. Hair colors in there that aren't on the rest of your head.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have, like, that's some red hairs in my
beard. All this gray used to be red.
Oh.
Why is that? Why is your face hair different than... your head hair?
I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks for that question.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. This is live coverage of Hummer Ticket Stock 2004. So how'd you think the big band presentation went last night?
Well.
Especially Grego?
Yes.
That was awesome.
Boy, that was. That may be the most spontaneous moment in the history of the Time Wasters. Grego singing. And you know what? The beauty of it is, and if you weren't on stage, you might not have heard him say this, but he was coaxed into singing Tush. But he called for LaGrange. Gordo, I think it was you that just kind of jokingly played the opening riff to LaGrange like we weren't really going to do the song, and he turned around to the band and goes, play that one. Yeah. I told Ryder, I said, with the Tom Petty tribute band up and running, can the Grego ZZ Top tribute band be far behind?
Yeah, probably.
You think sales would like to get a hold of that and sell that double bill?
That'd be huge.
Summer Bash?
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, I don't think Grego would ever go that far, but I think we will get him back with the Time Wasters again. I think he got a taste of it last night that we'll really want to do it again.
He doesn't think he has any talent, but he can sing. I mean, don't you think, Gordo, remember when he did Country Boy Can't Survive and he belted it out at the end? Yeah, it was good.
He's just unsure of himself, but he can hit notes just as well as any...
It's just a confidence issue.
Yeah. Because none of us can really hit notes.
Yeah.
Gordo and I proved that in the Bee Gees thing last night.
Oh, my Lord.
Those were great outfits, though.
They were good outfits. I just hate to hear the
audio
tape because, I couldn't hear myself. Not that that would help normally, but I feared what that's going to sound like. But it was fun, though. And we had a bunch of people here last night to see the Ticket Time Wasters here at Ticketstock.
That, to me, is the most amazing thing about the Time Wasters. The Time Wasters and Charity Challenge are the two events where, it's cool to get out there and do it ourselves, but if the crowd wasn't there treating you like rock stars or treating you like pro athletes, it wouldn't be nearly the same. That's the cool part about it, is the crowd acts like they're getting to see the Stones or something.
Yeah.
Their enthusiasm.
I guess it is like watching train wrecks.
Yeah.
And there was plenty of those last night at the Time Wasters performance. All right, now believe it or not, we still have 20 minutes left on this roundtable. Stand by.